Detroit has been the home of automakers for more than 100 years, and Silicon Valley has the lock on the high-tech sector. But a new report from George Mason University says Northern Virginia has the potential to corner the market in driverless cars. Frank Shafroth helped write the report.
Whoever's there first is going to win the prize, and the prize is going to be, you know, more than $1 trillion.
$1.5 trillion in new revenue, to be specific. But that's only if local governments start working together to share revenues the way folks in Silicon Valley have done for years. Libby Schreffler at Fairfax County says one way to start is for local government leaders to look beyond the next election cycle and start incorporating driverless cars into their comprehensive plans.
The 25 largest municipalities in the country don't include this technology in their comprehensive plan. So it, not only in this area is there a dearth of even planning for this, but it's a nationwide issue.
The report, titled Driving the Future, acknowledges that local governments in Virginia have a long history of seeing each other as competitors instead of partners. But it says now is the time to start working together if the state wants to free itself of its dependence on money from the federal government. I'm Michael Pope.